You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Well, let's kick it off with this story that was making the rounds this week. There's a CEO of a national chain called Rupert Landscaping, and he just surprised employees with his very generous year-end bonuses. I guess they partnered with an investment firm, which brought in a lot of money to the company, so they decided to share the wealth. 1,200 workers in this landscaping company. Each worker got a check for between $7,000 and $200,000 based on how long they were there. The total amount handed out this holiday season was $28 million to all the employees. Can you imagine getting a $200,000 check at the end of the year?
No.
As a bonus?
No.
Isn't that fantastic, though? There's the I posted the link of it on our Facebook page, and every employee there just has the biggest smile on their face. I was like, how cool to be a part of that.
That's Nobody really would cool. ever quit that job.
Seriously. I mean, what a great way to give back to your employees.
And then on the other end of the spectrum, Anne wrote in to us and said, we used to get a $5 gift coupon for a Marie Callender's pie.
Yeah.
Coupon.
A coupon.
A $5 off coupon off a pie.
Yeah, there's a lot of those.
So you can see we've got like a,
200 grand.
There's a discrepancy here.
Brandy wrote in and said they get a box of dollar store chocolates and a $5 punch card to the coffee cart.
The coffee cart down in the lobby.
Yeah, right. Go down to the coffee cart.
Oh, that is fantastic. Rachel says, we got a murder mystery dinner as our Christmas bonus this year. Is that a bonus?
No,
really?
It's not.
303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Look, Jeremy and I can talk about this because we've never gotten a cash Christmas bonus in our history.
No.
I've been in the radio industry itself for over 40 years. I have never received a cash bonus as a Christmas gift.
Yeah, I remember one year we got a bonus. Turkey.
Turkeys have happened.
Hams
have happened.
Jackets.
We've gotten station jackets before.
Yep. Just this past Friday, we had our big Christmas party here at work. They threw us a nice little lunch, and everybody showed up. And at the very end, our big boss, Mr. Dave Fleck, said, before everybody leaves, there's a table set up outside the conference room here, and everybody grab yourself a box of sausage.
The old box of sausage?
So we all got a box of sausage this year for as our Christmas bonus.
You're shipping mine to me, right?
Maybe our Tick is our office assistant. Maybe she, I don't know. I grabbed my box of sausage and left.
I want a box of sausage.
I said online, I made a video. I was like, it was truly a sausage fest here. It really was. Everybody had their sausage. good times. Barbara wrote in and said, we get a $50 gift card of our choice. So I guess they get to choose.
Hey, that's pretty cool.
Amazon
like
or wherever you want. Yeah, that's
kind of
cool.
Yeah, I like that. Angie from Denver says, I got $400 and my wife got $3,000.
Oh, dang. Nice. That's nice.
Dang.
Nikki says $20 gift card to Target. Here we go. Here's what I was talking about. Julia said we got $25 that must be spent in our company store. There it is. That's the dumbest gift. That's such a slap in the face, isn't it?
If we could just tell
that.
All bosses who are listening.
Don't do that.
We know how easy this is for you to do. Stop doing it. It's better to give nothing.
Nothing. Then go get yourself a mouse pad with the company logo on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't do that.
Stop doing gift cards to the company store. Or if you're going to do that, just do it for like everybody's birthday or something like that. But as a Christmas bonus, that's a middle finger.
That's not cool. Not cool at all. Somebody named Josh posted on my Facebook and said, hopefully something from you and Dom.
Damien wrote in and said, last year they sent everyone in the company, including the women, a pair of men's company branded socks.
Ooh, sexy. Sweet socks, bro. Size 13.
Ed says, we got a choice between movie tickets, a $20 Target card, $20 Amazon gift card, or a branded company portable cooler?
That's
I wrote back and I go,
thing.
Which one are you taking, man? Which one are you going to do?
Cooler all day long. Ronald wrote in, says, I'm the owner of a construction company and my employees are each getting $10,000 bonus checks this year. Let me read you this one from Jess that came in.
Wait, hold on just a second. Whenever it's been the $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 ones,
yeah.
More than half the time it's been a construction company.
Hey, they're building stuff, man.
They, you know,
they got money.
Yeah.
I see these construction guys roll up to my neighbor's houses and stuff if they're doing remodeling and they're like in, you know, $90,000 pickup trucks and stuff. And you're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Must be doing all right. Let me read you this one from Jessica. It's slightly lengthy, but my company took us to a on a party bus to lunch and then to an outlet mall where we each got $50 and a secret Santa name to buy for. Then when we got back, we each got $200 to spend on ourselves. When we got back to the party bus after spending that money, we went to our boss's house where they had a charcuterie teacher to instruct us on how to put together our own board. And then get this, we got our own wooden boards with our last name carved into them after dinner. And then after that, they sent us home with another $750 and three bottles of wine. Not only was it generous, but it was such a fun day. That's from Jessica on my Facebook.
Holy crap.
That's kind of cool. I like that.
Are they hiring?
Right. That's kind of neat. I want a board that's... with my initials in it.
Let's take a call. Says on the screen, wants to remain anonymous.
Hello, anonymous.
Not even a first name?
No, because I have a very unique name, and somebody was listening. It's local. They would know, but it kind of pissed me off.
That's what pissed you off.
It pissed you. Your company
your name?
Bonus pissed you off?
Or your name pisses you off?
No, I like my name. It pisses me off what my husband's company did to them. The managers every year would get $1,000 for every year they've worked with the company. My husband has been with the company for 13 years. And last year, the owner just stopped cold turkey. No notice, no nothing. So you think you're getting a bonus. You think you score. You can go shopping. But they got nothing. Then we get to the Christmas party. All the employees, except the managers, get to put their name in a hat. So they get to draw. Everybody gets prizes, TVs. You name it, managers got nothing. This year, same thing. They get nothing. They can't even put their name in the hat because they're managers.
Huh.
Well,
you know, it kind of smacks of Christmas Vacation, the Chevy Chase, where he talks at the end about, you know, he's telling the boss, you know, I'm putting in a pool because every year, you know, we've gotten something. And then this year you decide not to. So,
yes.
But
well,
does that mean your husband got $12,000 last year?
No, they stopped it last year. Like he was.
Well, did he get?
Did he get
11?
Did he get 11? 10, 9, 8, 7, and 6, and 5, 4, 3, 2, 1?
Prior, yes.
Okay, prior so you had a
well,
good run.
It sounds to me then like over 10 years he banked like $80,000 to $90,000.
Which is generous. Yes, they work.
And he still has a steady job that's probably pays fairly well. It sounds like throughout the rest of the year.
but at least a thank you.
I agree with that. No argument there.
Right.
And to just do it cold turkey, to do it cold turkey without any kind of warning is
that's
kind of a sketchy
jerk move.
I mean, at least go splurge $1.25 at the dollar store and get a Christmas card and say thank you.
Right. Well,
can't argue with that. I'm so glad you called. I hope you guys have a great holiday. Okay, thank you.
Merry Christmas
to you. Yeah, there's a lot of levels to that.
A lot of levels, slight greediness, but
like if you add up 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, all the way through 10,000, what does that add up to?
I don't know.
Three,
I'm not getting my
calculator. 6, 10, 15, 21. It's like $70,000.
Okay,
maybe?
So that's a nice chunk.
Man, oh man!
But I want more.
I'll have to add it up. It might not be that much. Anyway, still. Here's Lisa. Lisa, good morning.
Hello.
What'd you get for a Christmas bonus?
Well, so I'm a hairdresser, and I get Christmas bonuses, basically, from my clients. Extra tips, things like that. And so that's kind of my version of Christmas bonuses. And one year, I had a client that was a little on the difficult side, but she brought me a present, so that was nice. And I opened it up. It was a box of chocolates. And the chocolates were all like fruit-filled chocolates, liqueur chocolates. Well, when I bit into one, it was moldy. Like it had fermented.
Oh God!
And so we opened. I know. All my coworkers. So we opened up all the little chocolates, and they had were all moldy and fermented. And so she must have had that box like in her Christmas closet or whatever
for years. And like, oh, this will do. Check your expiration dates.
Like, here's your present.
That's
Thank
great.
You so much. I've never forgot about that. And you know, every time I saw her after that, that's all I could think about.
Oh, that's funny.
That's really gross and funny.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Can I read you a quick note from MJ, who's also a stylist, who wrote in? MJ says, The salon that I work at gives all the stylists $100 in products from the salon. She said, oh, thanks. More products that I already steal anyway throughout the year.
Well, she's not wrong.
Yeah, she's not wrong, is she?
Lisa, that's funny. Well, thanks for calling. You have a great day, okay?
Bye, Lisa.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that. Kimberly did the math for me. She says it's $55,000 total in his previous bonuses. I said 70. It's 55. All right, 55,000.
It's still a lot of money.
Adam says, bonus last Friday. Wife and I, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, $4,000 check and an $8,000 raise.
Hey, not bad.
Dang.
Nice way to end the year.
Dang.
$400 says KJ. A donation to the Human Fund? What is that?
Okay. That's Seinfeld, right?
Okay.
Michael from Parker. Every year I make fudge and cookies for my employees, managers.
Oh, God.
400 pounds of fudge and 2,000 plus cookies.
What does that cost you?
400 pounds of fudge, 2,000 cookies.
My goodness.
Now, listen, let's just talk here for a second. We're just friends, Michael. We're just talking. That is a very generous thing that you do, and it's wonderful. That's the disclaimer. Have you ever thought about asking your employees, would you rather have 400 pounds of fudge, or would you rather I gave you $20?
Right, a $25 gift card to everybody. Gift card. Please stop with the fudge. That's a lot of fudge.
Diana in Arvada, employer gave us a choice. $50 added to our paycheck, which was then taxed.
Right.
Or a ham, which we also have to pay taxes on.
Thank God. Tax the ham. Wendy got an ornament.
Okay, an ornament. That's
John got a $100 gift card and lunch with the managers. He said, oh boy.
Oh my
How
God,
fun.
I've heard of that before.
A lunch with all the managers. Woo!
Where did I hear that before? Somebody else, it was like a friend of a friend or whatever. They said the same thing, that their company made this big deal that at the office Christmas party, the winner got to go to lunch with like the CEO.
Right, and you're like, oh boy.
Whoop-dee-doo.
Merry Christmas to me. I'm gonna sit here and feel awkward for the holidays.
Doesn't it show you that not every, because there obviously, look at the stories we've seen. There are some terrific bosses out there. Okay, and there are some companies that get it. But isn't it funny that there are so many that just don't get it?
Right, and in their mind, they're probably like, this is great. They're really going to appreciate this.
And it's almost better to do nothing than to do something like lunch with the CEO.
Yep, absolutely.
I would rather them to say, because otherwise you're just kind of insulting us.
Just give you, if anything, just like take a half day off. You're like, you get the rest of the day off, you know, right before Christmas.
And the CEO's like, what, you don't want to spend time with me? Most
ask
people
me
would
anything.
Love to spend time.
You can ask me anything.
I mean, you talk about a disconnect where you just really aren't connected with the people in your company.
Yeah.
Just do nothing instead of doing that.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, thank you, God. They're still coming in.
The text messages are blowing up. Luna says, I used to get $500 at my old job for Christmas bonus. At my current job, I got $50 that was taxed, so I got a little over $34.
Woohoo!
All right. $34 after taxes versus going to lunch with the CEO.
Still better.
$34 wins.
Still better. Absolutely.
And we got CEOs listening right now. They're saying, why wouldn't people?
I'm a blast to hang out with.
Todd and Jeremy are idiots.
I wear my funny Christmas sweater during this lunch.
Brian says, USPS, only bonus we get is extra work this time of year.
Yeah, well, we thank you. You're working your butts off. Thank you for delivering everything.
Marley says, I got a 1.5% raise and told at least 20 times how important I am to the company.
Oh,
that's good.
That's nice.
Oh, you guys make us laugh.